carries.
News that makes you money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. Intel and Warner Brothers are partnering on an effort to provide entertainment in self-driving cars. Let's learn more about this new frontier from Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, it used to be that the radio business kind of had a 100% monopoly on the dashboard, and the competition was simply other radio stations, but maybe in 10 to 15 years, our competition will be the next comic book movie as people take their self-driving vehicles to and from destinations in Chicago.
Sounds like there's a very good chance of that. And you read my mind. I'm thinking to myself, we're going to miss the days when we had the push-button AM radio in the car and that's all we had to deal with.
We're going to miss those, too.
But we're definitely looking at the vehicle being a new content delivery platform. I think a little bit about the cruise ship industry, and if you've been on a cruise ship lately, you realize you're not actually on a boat looking at the ocean. You're in a shopping mall. Same thing possibly with a car. And when you think about all the possible revenue streams tied to that, charging for the ride, charging to place content within that vehicle for display, charging for the content itself, see if the rider will pay for it, selling advertising bedding within that content, taking a nick off sales if you buy something off Amazon while you've got your 3D goggles on watching a projection on the windscreen of the car. It's amazing, and it's really going to possibly change the ownership model for vehicles as well. And all this technology, it's not off the shelf yet, but it's certainly being aggregated by the big players in the industry.
So what are Intel and Warner Brothers, what are they working on? Are they trying to just develop a content sharing agreement and then get the technology going? How's this going to work?
Well, that's a heck of a question. I can't even tell you how cable television and the over-the-top solutions integrate completely. It's a wild west of content distribution and deal making. And the same thing is, we're going to see the same evolutions occur in the vehicle platform. I think the automakers are going to try to get a piece of this. The chip makers are going to try to get a piece of this. The people developing the AI for self-driving cars are going to try to get a piece of this. Content providers will try to get a piece of this. Producers will try to get a piece of this. Amazon is definitely going to try to get a piece of this. It's going to be very interesting to see how it develops. In terms of, you know, making a prediction, I don't know. The one thing I can predict, however, is that the American consumer is going to be targeted with a whole new level of advertising in a place that they're basically captive. And what I'm really interested in seeing is if they will have the stones, the cojones, if you will, to actually charge for the ride when you're sitting in there as a captive set of eyeballs.
Well, it's described as something, it looks like you're going into your den. You go in and watch your movies, and that's what you're going to be doing in your car in a few years from now. Thanks for joining us today, Tom. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle.